You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, welcome to ENN on this Thursday, September 30th, a brisk autumnal day, as Michael Kay might say. I'd like to start off by telling you the ENN's brought to you by our friends at Fidelis Care. And I'd like to say good evening to Michael.
There's push and push.
Push.
And good evening to Don.
But because Bouchette's...
And good evening to Peter. The mouth of a pelican is just something to behold.
Wow.
And good evening to Bear and also to Rocky. How's everyone doing today? Good?
Very good.
Yeah, really good.
I'll give you an option. Do you want to start Jets or do you want to start Nets?
Let's go Nets. We've talked Jets.
Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, has weighed in on the Kyrie Irving situation with regard to him reportedly not being vaccinated against COVID-19. Tsai told Brian Lewis of the New York Post, quote, Kyrie talks about it as a sort of personal choice issue, which I respect. But we all need to not forget that our goal, what is our goal this year? What's our purpose this year? It's very, very clear. Win a championship. And a championship team needs to have everybody pulling the same direction. So I hope to see Kyrie play fully and win a championship together with everybody else, with all of his teammates. Now,
also, the Post reported today that every home game he doesn't play costs him $400,000.
He will not be allowed at the Nets facility in Brooklyn or to play in home games this season unless he gets the vaccine.
Now, the percentages are small, guys. Adrian Wojnarowski said that 95% of players in the NBA are vaccinated. The NHL has similar statistics. So we're talking about a very small percentage of players unvaccinated.
Way higher a percentage in baseball.
Of unvaccinated?
Yes, way higher. I mean, there are a lot of teams that didn't even reach 85%. And when you say 85%, it's not all players, guys, with baseball. It's the whole traveling party. So there could be more players than you think that aren't vaccinated.
Now, why is that? Is that because maybe the vaccine, I don't know, because the vaccine was here before the season started.
Don't even try to figure it out.
Yeah, no, I know. It's
Louis Riddick was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg, and he spoke about the Jets and Giants' struggles.
Whenever you're trying to match GM with head coach, meaning one guy goes, one guy stays, another guy comes in, has to deal with the incumbent who always is going to want to, you know, protect his turf, the new GM or new coach or however that goes, you know, sees things in their way. Naturally, there's going to be some bias about how things were done previous to that new person coming in. And yeah, it's hard to build a solid foundation and grow from there. You're right. And that's why I've always believed the best way to go about resetting an organization is to reset it from the ground up, meaning GM coach tethered together. They obviously come in with a shared vision. You grow from there and you hopefully are able to develop some kind of continuity.
You know what I just thought about? You know, going back to the Wickersham interview about Brady wanting to have more say and how coaches don't like that, right? But coaches have no problems trying to take authority away from GMs, right?
Yeah, good point.
So you got to just kind of learn to work together. But like I always thought it was like the GM controls the head coach controls the players. Like, that's the way it always was, right? So a GM can fire a coach, bring another coach in, but it's very difficult for a GM to have to take the incumbent head coach. It makes it awkward. But you know, thinking about it, these coaches that get all upset, their Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame quarterback wants more power. Think about how the power that they remember Parcells. You know, I want to buy the groceries, and they had no problem becoming great head coaches and then wanting to take power away from their GM.
They're a different bird.
Well, I just think that I'm old school. I think there should be a pecking order, and I have no problem with a coach telling players what to do. But I think you kind of got to grow with the times a little bit. We forget Belichick. He started as an assistant with the Lions in 1975.
Like, so crazy.
He's been so you can understand him being stubborn, Peter. Not just because of the Super Bowls he has, but just think about the way the game was played in the early 70s.
Mike LaFleur was asked if he believes Denzel Mims can help his offense.
Again, like I've said the last couple of weeks, he's getting better and better. We'll see what the situation happens with the two guys that were out yesterday. But, you know, if he's up, you know, we feel more confident that he's going to go out there and make plays.
I mean, they just cannot commit to anything more than – I wonder if you ask them to confirm if he's in fact a human being who plays on the team. Is he on the football team? Could they confirm that for us?
But just think about how far behind he dropped from week one to week two. Because – he plays week one, hasn't played the last two games. Every time they bring him up, whether it's Saleh with us and now it's LaFleur, he's doing great things. He's getting – Mike, what, did he fall off a cliff and it's climbing back up?
That's exactly what it sounds like, right? That's a perfect way to put it. Because that's the – Michael, that's the question I have. How was he ready to go week one and he's taken that many steps backwards since then that even as they've become more diminished as a receiving corps, he's gotten no closer. In fact, he's further now. So they have less receivers than they had week one, and he's further from playing. How was he ready to go for week one? What did he show? And if there was something that he showed, couldn't they point to the play, the special teams play in week one where he showed he was incapable of being on the football field?
Something's up. Like I said earlier, they're not telling us. It's much more complex than he can't play special teams. So he forgot how to play special teams after week one. He was active week one.
There had to be a falling out.
Something stinks,
happened. And listen, I credit the Jets. It's none of our business, right? I mean, I actually think it's cool they're not throwing the kid under the bus if it's something that he did wrong. But it's making them look bad that their offense has struggled and one of the better parts of their offense can get on the field.
You know what it comes down to, Peter. You got to sniff it.
Sniff them.
Sniff them good.
Yeah, you don't want to sniff them dead.
You just
love
Tiger. Sniff them. Sniff them dead.
Must be sniff them alive. Sniff them on the field.
Sniff them back to life.
Sniff.
Now, Michael, you weren't here the last couple of days when I mentioned – on one day that there was a world title fight over the weekend.
Right.
Did you know?
Yeah. Didn't Tyson make some kind of remark about it, that he could beat both of them?
I don't know. Maybe that would have been a way you saw about it. But you knew about it before or after?
After.
That's what I mean. But you never knew before.
No,
don't feel
I know
bad.
Everything.
No,
I
no
don't.
One knew. No one knew.
I don't feel badly.
And so you weren't there. Anthony Joshua lost the title and no one knew. And then also you weren't here yesterday when we mentioned that Manny Pacquiao retired.
He should have retired years ago.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I don't think he's retired.
He said the same about you. You should know.
Because he's running for president. So if he loses, he'll be back fighting.
That was the question. Is that what you think?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll probably come back and try to get that Errol Spence fight that he never got. Now,
the comeback originated in boxing. They started the whole thing.
You know what, Don? I'm glad you brought that up because I don't know if you've seen this information yet. I really hope you haven't. But my God, this is exciting. Rocky IV: Rocky versus Drago, the ultimate director's cut, including 40 minutes of never-before-seen footage, is coming out one night only in theaters on November 11th, and then streaming.
He dies.
This is arguably the most important movie of my childhood. It shaped the way I see the world.
Oh, it solved the Cold War.
They solved the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
It showed me, you know, why you shouldn't take an exhibition lightly if you're up against a robotic maniac from Moscow.
I think I'm going to surprise you.
It made me want to get a robot in my house. It showed me that if you're married and your wife's brother has a drinking problem, the only solution is to move him into your house. Taught me so many things. Michael, how will you surprise me?
I'm good.
No, that doesn't surprise me. What would have surprised me was if you had good taste. That would surprise me.
Wait, before you strike out at me. I love the movie, although I think it's the worst of the Rocky movies because it's so stupid.
But no, five is the worst. Can we agree on that?
Four and five. It's not.
Four is vastly superior to five. If you want to argue three and four, I'm a three guy.
You can't see him fighting Tommy Morrison in the street?
I've told you many times, the thing that ruined the movie for me, it makes me sick just to repeat the line.
Which was what?
When his son's like, he took my room. How did that not end up on the editing floor?
And that's my point why I'm good. I saw the movie, loved every single thing with Rocky in it, including Rocky Balboa, the whole thing. Loved them. 40 minutes of unseen footage, probably left unseen. They edited it for a reason. Probably trash.
You don't know. I have.
Oh, you think they left great stuff out?
But here's where I disagree. Because things age, Michael, and so what might have been something that didn't work in 1983 maybe really works now.
All right, are you going to the theater?
No,
to see
I'm
this?
Not at all. When it ends up on HBO, I'll watch it. But that don't go by me. But I think this is cool. I'm more of a three guy.
You prefer three?
Yes.
No.
The Clubber Lang storyline to me was awesome.
I like three, too.
Listen,
I like two.
Listen, I love three. Obviously, it has Hulk Hogan. I love three. But the truth is, when it comes to not the most quality film, but the most watchable of the Rockies, it's four to me all day. Four is the one.
You're crazy in terms
of, I want to see what Rocky's all about.
You are really embarrassing yourself and your family now.
Miss
Hatton.
Everyone my age feels that way.
Well, that's fine.
I know one's the best film. Of course it is. One is an iconic love story. But one's not really a boxing sports movie. That picks up after one. And of the boxing action movies, four is the best.
You're crazy.
Well, the thing that disturbs me more than anything else is that a drunken, weathered Paulie is 43 years old.
Are you kidding me?
He was born in 1940.
Burt Young?
He was 36 in the first movie.
Come on. He was 36? He plays like he's 70.
You know.
People don't know this. Burgess Meredith, Mickey,
he was
29. Amazing. No, people don't know that.
I bet you he was younger than you think.
Look it up, Don.
I'm going
to. Look it up. Tell us how old Burgess Meredith was. I swear to God, if you tell me he's anything less than 75, I will disconnect this Comrex and quit the radio show.
Oh, please.
All right.
Please, Don.
Okay, now, Michael, be honest. How old did Mickey seem in the movies?
Late 60s to late 70s.
All right. He was born in 1907. So,
whoa.
The Rocky was 76.
Okay.
73.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Oh, he was in the first one?
No, the first one. In the first one, he was 69.
69.
Wait, so the first one came out 76, you said, right?
Yes.
And he was born in 1903?
1907.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I think they called it 1907.
And when did 3 come out? 84?
82.
82. So in 82, when he unfortunately was no longer with us, one of the great scenes of all time, Rocky doing the mourner's Kaddish.
You know what bothered me, what Stallone did with these movies? Killed everybody off but himself. Killed them all. Everyone. Adrian, Mickey.
No.
Anybody but Burgess, Burt Young. He killed them all.
Yeah, but the only one that went too early was Apollo Creed. They all died.
Adrian went too early.
Yeah, Adrian went younger.
Well, he's still alive. About Adrian what? In Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, but he's still alive and well.
No, she was gone at the end of in 5, I think.
Oh, was she gone in 5? Is it just him living?
Yes. He put all the spotlight on himself.
I don't know if she was gone in 5.
Well, if anybody has the right to do it, it's him.
I didn't say he didn't have the right, Don. Relax. I have the right to slash your throat the next time I see you. Am I going to do it? No.
I don't think that's the case. No, I don't think you have the right. First of all, it's illegal. It's immoral. I think it's a fireable offense, although with you, who knows?
I'll tell you what right
also,
now.
Also, who would do it? Who's there to fire us anymore? We could actually curse all day on the air. Who's pulling off all
the air? If you did it tomorrow, then there's a shot, but
Monday, no holds barred on Monday. I'm going to curse for 4 hours.
Well, it's finally time. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, Don, would you agree, though, even though it may not be your favorite, there's something about the build-up to the Creed Drago exhibition. They build the tension of something bad's going to happen so well. It's nerve-wracking for me to watch it right now. James Brown's out. Apollo's having the best time ever. And Rocky just has this nervousness. He's uneasy.
Throw a towel, man!
Oh, my God. Don't get it down! That guy's underrated. We don't even remember his name. All the characters, we know all of their names. That guy, he's throw the damn towel guy, okay?
I think he killed him, too.
He's not only Apollo's trainer. He goes on to be Rocky's trainer. Don't remember his name. It's not right.
He's a very important part of everything. We have to acknowledge him by name, no?
We have to. Someone tell us his name in the movie, please. Baltimore Ravens are in wait-and-see mode with Lamar Jackson, who's dealing with a sore back.
That could move the line.
It certainly could. Of course, they had to struggle. I mean, we're all busy celebrating Justin Tucker hitting a 66-yarder. How about the fact that they needed a Justin Tucker 66-yarder to beat the Lions?
And it was exactly 66 yards. It bounced off the crossbar.
All right, listen, I know it's a record, all right? But it's Justin Tucker. He's the best kicker I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's the 4th and 19.
You think he's better than Pete Gogolak?
Yes. The former Giant kicker from way back in the day. He's better than Tony Franklin. He's better than Morton Anderson. He's better than Joe DiNello.
Joe DiNello.
That's the throw.
At Hospodar.
If you're a big Giant fan. But no, Tucker's the best. But what was more shocking, converting on a 4th and 19? So think about it. They had to convert on a 4th and 19 to keep the drive alive to set up the 66-yard field goal. So what were the percentages at 4th and 19 they were winning the game, Michael?
Well, if they were playing Washington's defense, I'd put it 80%.
Percentages, yeah.
Hold on, Don. I'm watching it right now. I haven't seen – sadly, I was working that day. I haven't seen the 4th and 19.
It's a 36-yard play. The play was nothing spectacular. It was just wide open over the middle. It was so Lion.
4th and 19. Look, Jackson back. I did see it. I actually did see that. But I will tell you, Don, it's a quote-unquote pedestrian kind of play. It's actually a pretty beautiful throw, though.
It's a glass Lion.
Thank you. So I got some guff last night on Twitter when I was saying we were talking about the quarterbacks who you really don't want to give the ball back to with a minute left because they can get into field goal range, for including Lamar. I'm sorry, Don. Is he on your list? He's on my list. I do not feel like stopping Lamar Jackson with a minute left in a game. I feel like he can run too easily. You put him back in shotgun, he has too many options.
Yeah, but But the run definitely kind of cuts it down a little bit. By the way, Tony Burton is the actor's name. Okay. He's no longer with us. He passed away on February 25th, 2016, at the age of 78.
Mm. Wait, he was only... Hold on. Let's do the math on him. He was only 78 in 2016. 16 drops him down to 62.
It's actually 3 years older than Paulie.
Yeah, by the way, in those early movies, when he was the trainer and he seemed like the old grizzled trainer, he was like 40 years old also.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tampa Bay Bucks, Antonio Brown has been activated from the COVID-19 list. So he can try to exact some revenge on the New England Patriots as well. Average ticket price for that Bucks-Patriots game this weekend, according to Vivid Seats, Michael, Vivid Seats.
Not video.
Vivid Seats. At Vivid Seats, it's $1,100. The only game that tops that in recent Boston sports history, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals back in 2019, the average price at Vivid Seats was Vivid Seats. It was $1,800.
What is Vivid Video? I've heard that phrase. What is that?
They make adult entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Traditionally, they're movies about sex.
Was doing porn.
They don't have a spot, a storyline of any sort.
What I remember the videos came in these obnoxiously big boxes.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious.
No, they
you
did.
Know what I'm talking about, Peter, right?
Yeah, sure. My best friend once, when he turned 18, we went to Tower Records, which was a magical place. Tower Records had...
I miss record stores.
And
Stallone killed it.
But by the way... Tower was even beyond record stores, right? I mean, it was endless music on CD, cassette, vinyl.
It was a record mall.
It was a record mall, but then it had a huge book section, a huge magazine section, and a huge movie section, which included standard issue porn.
Excuse me?
And my best friend, when he turned 18, we would always go to Tower. He was like, you know what? I'm doing it. And he embarrassingly, like, quickly walked into the porn area, grabbed something, took it to the counter, paid for it. When he got home, I will describe this in a way that's as friendly as possible.
I like cubes.
It was not what he was looking for.
Oh, wow. Not
I like a lot of guys.
No, it didn't have the parts.
It's so much easier growing into adulthood now. Just pick up the iPad. You don't have to go to any sneaky little place.
No, it's actually...
A lot of good-looking guys in golf, right?
It's amazing to think about how different the experience will be...
Oh, my goodness.
...than it was for us.
The shame Sex. That you'd have to go... Like, if you went to Blockbuster Video and you went through that beaded room...
They didn't have that at Blockbuster.
Oh, a video store. The local video stores, they have the beads up, and you'd have to, like, go through the beads, which was, like, about as embarrassing as you could get. Now you just go to your iPad.
Getting peed on is not the worst thing in the world.
That'll do it for ENN, which is brought to you by Fidelis Care. Fidelis Care community offices are open and can help you with all your health insurance needs. Visit FidelisCare.org/offices to learn more.
Very seldom is there a defining moment in someone's career. That was it for Anthony.
Yeah, it was.
That was the greatest thing he ever did.
Which one? What?
What he just played.
He played a lot of good ones there during that.
All right.
That last one's it.
The number is 1-800-919-3776. We'll take it. Do we have the big fella on tonight?
I would hope.
Yeah, we do. Right here on 98.7 ESPN. I have the right to slash your throat the next time I see you. Am I going to do it? No.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.